From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. One of the great rock and roll legends of all time has passed away. Police in St. Louis, Missouri say rock and roll legend Chuck Berry has died at the age of 90. Berry was an American music legend, a pioneer of the rock and roll style.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good.
He blended rhythm and blues with pop music in a blend that became synonymous with the developing culture of American teenagers in the 1950s. Police in St. Charles County, Missouri announced in a Facebook post on Saturday that they had responded to a medical emergency at a local home after unsuccessfully trying to revive him. Officials pronounced Berry dead. His death was announced using his full name, Charles Edward Anderson Berry Sr. Police say the family has requested privacy. A man with suspected links to radical Islam was fatally shot at a Paris airport Saturday after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. The man, identified by the Associated Press as 39-year-old Zayed Ben Belgassem, wrestled the soldier to the ground and attempted to take her rifle, but two other soldiers on patrol with her opened fire on the man, killing him. French President François Hollande urged everyone today to be vigilant, reassuring French citizens that they were working to confirm any sort of terrorist link. No one else was injured in the incident, which took place at Paris's Orly Airport at 8:30 in the morning local time. The Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people because of his suspected connection to radical Islam. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secret Service apprehended a person who jumped over a bicycle rack outside the security perimeter of the White House Saturday while President Trump spends the weekend at his Florida estate. Now, this latest apparent attempt was to breach White House security comes just 8 days after a California man climbed over the White House fence and managed to remain free on the grounds for about 17 minutes. Reports say Secret Service officers on Saturday quickly tackled the intruder after jumping the bike rack and arrested him within 2 minutes. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the southeastern U.S. state of Florida today to drum up support for the upcoming Republican health care plan meant to replace the Affordable Care Act signed into law by former President Barack Obama. Although many members of his Republican Party have expressed their concern about the plan, which will reach the floor of the House of Representatives during the coming week, Pence was upbeat.
We're going to give the American people the freedom to buy health insurance across state lines, the way you buy life insurance, the way you buy car insurance.
But despite widespread reports to the contrary, Pence said the plan endorsed by President Donald Trump would lower costs by increasing consumers' choices and create a dynamic marketplace. Critics have said millions would lose their health care with the added danger of vulnerable demographics experiencing skyrocketing costs. Thousands of Iraqis surged out of western Mosul on Saturday during a lull and heavy fighting in districts around the densely populated old city, where Iraqi forces are facing fierce resistance from Islamic State militants. More residents are fleeing liberated areas where food and water are scarce, security fragile, and where homes are often caught in shelling. A group of girls cried out, "I swear to God, it has been a month since we had food. Dash, Islamic State has destroyed us." As many as 600,000 civilians may be caught inside the city with the militants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday that he expects Parliament to move to allow capital punishment. Now, that's a change that would officially end Turkey's bid to join the European Union. The EU has long said that reinstating capital punishment in Turkey, which was outlawed there in 2004, would be the end of Turkey's decades-long bid to join the bloc. Tensions with Europe already are high as Turkey prepares for the April 16th referendum, which would give President Erdogan more power. The Egyptian government is struggling to counter an increasingly violent insurgency in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting Egyptian police, security forces, and Christians. Several militant groups, which have pledged allegiance to Islamic State group, are controlling large swaths of Sinai, which borders the Gaza Strip and Israel, and have established rules separate from the government of Cairo. For more on all these stories, visit our website at VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.